Final score tonight from Houghton. The Ferris State Bulldogs get a victory 3-2. Late marker from Andrew Durantes. And the Bulldogs come away with the 3-2 win. They split both the weekend series and the season series. About as close as you can play the two teams here this weekend, separated by one goal both nights. And the Bulldogs come away with a victory. They'll bring 2 points back to Big Rapids. Now joining me on the Johnson Automotive postgame show is assistant coach for the Bulldogs, Dave Sensor. And coach, again, a lot of things to like for the Bulldogs. But first of all, just give us your thoughts early on here. Just got the late win and able to hold Michigan Tech off in the last minute.
Well, it's great, Jared. It's a real gutsy performance by the guys. You know, another night where it was a great game, I thought, played, you know, by everybody pretty much in our lineup. And, you know, to come away and, you know, last night, you know, we thought we played really well and there were just a couple of things we needed to improve on. But, you know, we really, really liked the performance last night. So it stung a lot to lose the way we did. But for the guys to bounce back tonight and put on, you know, the performance they did and, you know, hang in for all 60 minutes, literally, and get that late goal, I just thought was very indicative of the kind of weekend we had.
You made the decision, you as a coaching staff, to start Darren Smith today, and it's the second straight start that he's really been good, and especially early on in the third period, a couple outstanding saves to keep you guys tied in early in the third.
Yeah, he did a fantastic job, and you know what, like, the thing that we really like about Darren as a staff is he doesn't make things overly complicated. He kind of lets the game come to him, and he has a lot of composure, especially for a freshman who was only in his second career start tonight, playing against a, you know, top 20 team on the road in a hostile environment. It's tough, but he did a great job right from the beginning tonight. And you're right, like the first 5 minutes of the third period, Tech really came out with some jump. They really came out humming. They had that 30 seconds left on that power play where Durantes was in the box for us, and they had some great grade-A chances, and Darren was up to the challenge, and he's full mark for this win tonight. And, you know, even, you know, late when they really had a flurry there, he held his ground and just was very calm and very composed, and so far so good with what we've seen from him the past few weeks.
There's been a lot of guys in the lineup who have been scoring. It seemed like a pretty even spread free in the first 8 games of the season, but tonight, couple guys who hadn't been on the score sheet get on for the first time. 3 different players getting their first points of the season. Zach Zahner with an assist, Simone Denis, and then, of course, at the end of the game, Brandon Anselmini, who took that initial shot. I'm sure it feels great to have everyone getting involved, and it seems like just another example of just everyone picking up the slack.
It's exactly right, Jared. And again, I just think that kind of goes along with how we played today. You know, I think from top to bottom, we had all 4 lines going, and that allows, you know, the coaching staff to keep playing all 4 lines. We didn't really have to ever shut a line or shut a guy down. We could keep all 4 lines going, and that really having that depth and the benefit to do that really plays to our advantage. So, you know, especially on the road when the other team has the opportunity to match the personnel they want on the ice, to be able to play those 4 lines and all 60 and feel confident is a great thing. And you're right, it showed up on the score sheet tonight, and we're very happy with the guys and the way they played.
Once again, Ferris State Bulldogs with a 3-2 victory over Michigan Tech. Here tonight we're talking with assistant coach Dave Sensor in the booth after the victory for Ferris State. And coach, I talked with Drew a little bit earlier about kind of the plan against Jamie Phillips, because he is a great goaltender and you guys know that, but it seemed like get things to the net and look for rebounds, try to generate second opportunities, some more goals tonight off rebounds, and then, of course, the game winner. It seemed like that was the plan all along, and it worked out.
Yeah, you know, it was. And that, you know, we thought we saw something there last night, and we scored a couple goals off rebound plays. And, you know, he's one of the top goaltenders, not just in our conference, but probably in the country. So, you know, we have a lot of respect for him and the way he plays. And but, you know, we definitely thought that you know, if we could play inside the dots, if we could go with the net hard, if we could be hard on our sticks down low and win those one-on-one battles, there were going to be chances. There were going to be pucks around. And there were tonight. And sure enough, you know, I give the guys a lot of credit. They stuck to the plan, and they kept doing it, kept going the net, you know, kept driving for those rebounds, kept their sticks on the ice, won those battles. And then at the end of the night, that's how we won the game. It paid off with a victory.
Durantes gets that goal, and it's his second goal in as many games. And last season, the whole season, I think he only had about 6 points, and now he's already got 5 in his first 8 games this year. In 33 games, had 6 points last year. That's a huge jump for him, and maybe getting along really well with Mackin and Tyler Andrew, his line mates. They seem to all work out really well.
Absolutely. You know, all 3 of those guys bring kind of different dynamics. That line would be a tough line to play against, I would think. You know, Corey Mackin's real high-level skill player. And so he adds that element. You know, Durant, he's a good puck-moving centerman. Then you have Tyler Andrew, who's a big body, a strong body, can go in the corner, can get pucks, can, you know, wreak some havoc in front of the net. So that's a tough line to match up against. And you know, I think for other teams, you know, you have a little bit of everything, you know, like I said, with those different dynamics on that line. And it's tough to know exactly what kind of personnel and what to expect from that line. So it's nice to see them kind of clicking here, you know, the last couple of games. And then, you know, obviously coming up big with the way they have this weekend and then with the game winner tonight. It's great to see for all three of those players.
Finally, Simone Denis, a guy who gets injured in the first game, had to battle back from another injury here. He's had injuries all throughout his Ferris State career here, but he gets back into the game. You're down 2-1. You need a goal, and he comes through to score his first of the year. I'm sure a lot of people are really excited for him right now in the locker room.
Absolutely. You know, the guys love him. He's a really, really good person. So, you know, I think everyone in the entire you know, an entire program and probably the entire university is happy for that kid to come back and get back in the lineup and score a goal. And, you know, he added some veteran savvy, you know, out there tonight and some real, you know, calm. And you know, he's been through the wars with us over the years and been in a lot of, you know, really high-profile situations. So it was good to have him back in the lineup, and it was good to see him score.
All right, Assistant Coach Dave Sensor, thanks so much for talking with us here this weekend, and congratulations on the win.
Thanks, Jared.